This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Alyssa Block. Over the weekend came word of the death of a reporter who wasn't famous, he wasn't on TV, but he was ahead of one of the biggest stories of the last half century. His name was Mark Pittman. He was 52 years old. NPR's David Folkenflik recalls that Pittman was one of the few journalists to warn early and often of the risks threatening the global financial system.
For months, I've had a folder on my desk jammed full with stories by Mark Pittman of Bloomberg News. Pittman realized nearly 2 years before the rest of us how fragile the world's financial system really was, because he couldn't understand why financial companies were betting on the housing market to tank. So he wrote about mortgages made with little regard to the means of borrowers, about investments derived from bundling those shaky home mortgages together, about credit rating agencies obscuring the risks of those investments. Pittman was all along at the forefront of journalists in doing so.
So in 2006, I took a trip out there to Riverside, California, and found ground zero of where the cancer was starting. And we just drive by whole subdivisions where every other house had a brown lawn and a realty sign in front.
It probably makes sense that Pittman cut his teeth reporting on the police beat at a small paper in Kansas. The guy thought it was a crime. How much was at risk? And he thought people ought to know.
There's a lot to do. It's really important. There's a lot of pressure, and there's a lot of people who don't want you to do your job. But this is the time to do it now.
Pittman died of a heart-related condition last week, and he is survived by a wife and three daughters. I spoke to Pittman just a few weeks back about his work for Bloomberg, which he joined in 1997. He was irreverent, curious, passionate, and easy to outrage, especially about this metastasizing story. He was self-taught on financial matters, but his acute analyses were almost unsurpassed among journalists. Yet, you've likely never heard of Mark Pittman. Before I wanted to learn more about coverage of the financial crisis, I had never heard of him, and I report on the news business. That's the tricky thing about Bloomberg News. It's enormously profitable, and its articles are read by investors and by influential figures in Washington and on Wall Street. But its reporting doesn't otherwise get a very big audience, at least not yet. For the past decade, many of the country's most prominent financial journalists made names for themselves swimming in the same currents as corporate chieftains. Magazines and newspapers obsessed over corner office intrigues. And cable channels celebrated the cunning involved in the creation of these new ways to mask risk and boost profits. Mark Pittman didn't. He didn't pop up on the cable talk shows or the pages of Vanity Fair. Instead, the guy actually got his editors at Bloomberg to sue the ultimate insiders, the Fed. That's right, he sued the Federal Reserve Board for access to documents about the bailout, and won. That's unheard of. The ruling is on appeal. It's a shame the ultimate financial reporter won't be around to cover what new secrets the case ultimately yields. David Folkenflik, NPR News, New York.